It's a seemingly perennial issue for the boards of some of Australia's biggest companies, how to increase the representation of women as directors. But for one sector of Australia's business community, the issue is non-existent. For as long as it's been measured by the federal regulator, the boards of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations have been majority women. It's prompting calls for those in the ASX 200 to look to these corporations as an example and follow their lead. Georgia Hitch reports.
As well as her day job as CEO of the Northern Territory's largest Aboriginal legal service, Priscilla Atkins also sits and has sat on a number of local and national boards.
I think it's really essential to have women on boards because they're really the backbone of their community and their families, but it's also, you know, they're always the strong ones, they're the most resilient ones, and they're really hardworking.
In her experience, the cultural role women play in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities has been a major factor in the majority representation of women at the highest levels.
I suppose because Aboriginal women out in the communities are really the leaders in their communities, and that's, I suppose, a little bit different in the non-Indigenous community because the men are still quite active out there and are seen as the leaders.
In a bid to change that, the ASX 200 companies were set a goal to try and reach 30% women on their boards by this year. As of February, only 74 had reached the target. By comparison, of the top 500 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations, 400 had at least 30% female directors. Overall, 52% of directors of Indigenous corporations in the top 500 are women. These corporations are regulated by the Office of the Registrar of Indigenous Corporations, or ORIC.
The women really do have the heart of those communities and those members, and they really want their corporations to be strong and to operate with good governance.
Hannah Rowe is the Darwin Regional Manager for ORIC and helps support corporations in the Northern Territory, which last financial year raked in over $900 million. Nationally, the combined income of the top 500 companies was nearly $2 billion.
So we're not talking little money. Our largest corporation registered in Australia is based in the Northern Territory, and that's the Arnhem Land Progress Aboriginal Corporation. Last financial year, their income was over $95 million.
Hannah Rowe says overseeing these kinds of incomes should dispel any assumptions boards of Indigenous corporations have less responsibilities than those of the ASX 200.
You've got the same legal duties if you're a director under a CATSI Act corporation or an ASIC corporation. The same duties, the same responsibilities. You have to report annually.
It's something Priscilla Atkins knows firsthand. She believes other Australian businesses should take note of the success of Indigenous corporations.
Yeah, it's a fantastic example. I mean, you look at some of them, I mean, you know, they're making a lot of money, they're contributing back to their community, and that's because they do have 50% women on their board, because the women are the hard workers and they're the ones who'll continue to fight and stand up for the principles.
Board Director Priscilla Atkins ending Georgia Hitch's report.